Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. And today we're going to be looking at something a little bit different. Yeah, we're going to be talking about fan interpretation, and specifically around the character Jade Harley from Homestuck.
I'm familiar with Homestead
Okay,
now.
great. Yeah, so you know how like people can get really into like characters and like have really strong feelings about
Oh
them?
yeah, definitely. I've definitely seen that.
Yeah, so we've got some excerpts from this like really heated online debate about whether or not Jade is, silly.
Interesting.
It's just like this text conversation where people are going back and forth, and
Yeah.
I thought it would be interesting to kind of like unpack it and see what we can learn about,
Yeah,
like
how people read into characters and stuff. Yeah,
exactly.
it's fascinating, right?
See
Like
it?
one little word can just spark this whole
Huh.
deb
And this one starts with like a really strong statement, like right off the bat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so one person is like, Andrew Hussey, the author of Homestuck, hated Jade, and so there's not much to love. And I'm just like, whoa. Yeah, talk about like coming in hot.
Yeah, starting strong.
Right. Like they're basically saying like if the author doesn't like a character, then like
The fans can't either.
yeah, like it's not even worth like thinking about or engaging with.
That's interesting because it makes you think about like what role does the author's intent even
Oh
play?
no.
Like once a work is out there, it's kind of up to the readers to decide how they feel.
Right, exactly. And so this is like where this whole silliness thing comes in. So
Okay.
like one person's arguing that Jade's not silly at all, and another one is like insisting that she is. And they even bring up,
Oh, really?
yeah, they even bring up like Jade's in-comic description as proof.
Interesting. So they're going right to the source material.
Oh yeah, they're like pulling quotes and everything. It's
Oh.
pretty intense.
But it makes you wonder, like, what even is silly,
Yeah,
It's so subjective.
right.
Like, what one person finds funny, another person might find, like, totally childish or annoying.
Yeah, totally.
And I think this conversation really shows how, like, we fill in the gaps in characters with our own like assumptions and stuff based on our own sense of humor and what we like.
Yeah, it's like some people love characters who are like sarcastic and witty, and others are like, oh, that's so
Yeah. Yeah.
obnoxious,
I totally kick it.
And then there's this one line that like really jumped out at me. Someone says, I think you would like to be someone who likes characters like Jade, but only because you think silliness is a core aspect of perkiness.
Ooh, that's deep.
I know, right? Like, what does that even mean?
They're saying that this person wants to see Jade as silly because they have this idea,
Okay.
like a preconceived notion of what a perky character should be.
Interesting.
And they're trying to fit Jade into that box, even if, like,
Even if it doesn't really fit.
yeah, even if it doesn't really fit. Yeah.
So are they saying that like anytime we try to like analyze a character or like understand their motivations, we're
Oh, no. I don't think it's about being, like, wrong or anything.
right.
It's more about, like, recognizing that our own personal biases are always going to influence
Okay.
how we see things.
That makes sense.
Like, we all come to a story with our own baggage,
Yeah.
and that shapes how we interpret things.
Okay, so like it's less about being right or wrong and more about just acknowledging that we all have these different lenses that we're seeing things through.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes these kinds of conversations so interesting,
Okay.
because you can see how those different lenses are clashing.
Yeah, okay, I like that.
It's like looking at the same picture, but seeing something totally different.
Totally. And that's kind of what happens in this next part of the conversation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, things get like really heated because one person's like super defensive.
Oh, no.
Yeah, when the other person challenges their idea of Jade as silly, and they even pull out this quote from the comic about Jade having like colorful reminders on her fingers.
Okay.
They're like, "See? Silly."
I don't know about that one. I mean, I could see how someone could interpret that as silly,
Right.
but it also just sounds like she's organized. Maybe a
Exactly.
little quirky, but
Right,
like,
it's not necessarily silly.
yeah.
And this is where I start to wonder if they're even arguing about Jade anymore.
What do you mean?
Like it's more about what each person even considers silly.
So it's like a fundamental difference in how they define the word.
Exactly. Yeah.
That makes sense because they could be talking about the same character,
Totally.
but they're not on the same page
Yeah.
about what that character represents.
Exactly. Yeah, and it gets even more interesting because then this person brings up like the Homestuck commentaries.
Oh, wow.
Like as if those are like the ultimate source of truth.
So they're saying, like, Andrew Hussey said it, so it must be true.
Yeah, pretty much like the commentaries are like the key unlocking the true nature of the characters.
That's interesting because it brings up this whole debate about authorial intent. Like some fans really hold on to the author's words as gospel.
Yeah.
And they think there's only one right way to interpret a work.
And that, like, if you disagree with the author, then you're not a real fan.
Yeah, it can create this kind of hierarchy within a fandom.
Yeah.
Where the people who align with the author's views have more authority.
It's like they have the secret decoder ring or something.
Exactly.
To the true meaning of the story. But doesn't that mean that, like, a work of art can only have one meaning?
Right.
I mean, isn't part of what makes art so cool that it can be open to
multiple interpretations?
Yeah, like different people can see different things in it.
And bring their own experiences to the table.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what makes it so rich and complex.
Yeah, I like that.
It's not about finding the one true meaning.
Right.
It's about appreciating all the different layers and perspectives.
Yeah, it's like we're all kind of contributing to this like giant tapestry of meaning.
I like that. Yeah, a tapestry of interpretation.
Yeah, but like, does that mean that all interpretations are like equal?
That's a good question. I mean, it's great to celebrate different perspectives.
Right.
But we also have to be critical, you know?
Okay.
Like some interpretations might be based on misreading the text or even like
ignoring parts of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. So it's like finding that balance between like respecting individual views and also like
and being grounded in the actual text.
Yeah.
Like doing a close reading and really thinking about what the work is saying.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's not always easy though.
Especially when like people get so passionate about their interpretations.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, in this conversation, things get really intense, and one person actually accuses the other person of being a liar.
Wow, a liar.
Yeah, just for, like, disagreeing with their take on Jade.
That's a bit extreme.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's as if, like, the very idea that their interpretation might not be the only valid one is, like,
a personal attack.
Yeah, exactly.
It's interesting because it shows how much people identify with their interpretations.
Yeah.
It's like their understanding of the character becomes part of their own identity.
So when you challenge their interpretation, you're challenging them.
In a way, it can feel like a very personal thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like they're saying, if you don't see Jade the way I do, then you're not a real fan.
Right, which of course is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because there's room for so many different perspectives within a fandom.
Exactly.
And that's what makes fandom so interesting.
You yeah.
know? All the different ways people connect with the material.
I agree. But unfortunately, this conversation doesn't really end on that note.
Oh, no. What happens?
Well, one person drops this line like, prime Homestuck enjoyer, prime Jade enjoyer.
That sounds kind of condescending.
Yeah, like they're implying that if you don't see Jade as a prime example of whatever,
then you're not a true fan.
Exactly. Yeah, and then to top it all off, they actually mute the other person.
Oh, wow.
For disagreeing with them.
So they just shut down the whole conversation.
Yep.
Basically.
That's too bad. I mean, it's easy to do that online, you know?
Yeah.
Just mute or block someone you disagree with.
Right.
But it doesn't really solve anything, does it?
No, it just like shuts down any chance for like productive dialogue.
Exactly. And we miss out on the opportunity to learn from people who see things differently than we do.
That's a good point.
Like, even if you don't agree with someone, you can still try to understand where they're coming from.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll learn something new about the work itself.
Okay, so it's more about engaging with the other person's ideas rather than just shutting them down.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. But going back to this prime enjoyer comment,
right?
What is it about certain characters that makes people so protective of them?
Well, I think it often comes down to identification.
Okay.
Like, we connect with characters who resonate with us on a personal level.
So characters who are like us in some way.
Yeah, maybe they share our values or our struggles or even just our personality quirks. And so when someone criticizes that character, it feels like they're criticizing us.
Exactly. It can feel like a very personal attack.
Because that character represents something to us.
Right. It's like they embody certain qualities that we admire or that we see in ourselves.
So we feel the need to defend them.
Yeah. It's a natural instinct.
But it's important to remember that a character is not a real person.
True.
And they're not a direct reflection of ourselves.
Right. They're separate entities with their own complexities.
And not everyone is going to see them the same way.
Exactly. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. I like that. It's like how some people fall in love with the villain of a story while others are rooting for the hero.
It all depends on your perspective.
And your personal preferences.
Exactly.
So how do we prevent these disagreements from turning into like all-out wars?
Well, I think a good starting point is acknowledging that our interpretations are subjective.
Okay.
They're not objective truths.
Right.
They're influenced by our own biases and experiences.
So instead of saying you're wrong about Jade, Right.
We should be saying, here's how I see Jade and here's why.
Exactly. And be open to hearing how other people see her.
Okay.
You might not agree with them.
Right.
But you might learn something new.
Or at least understand their perspective better.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe through these conversations,
yeah,
we can actually strengthen the bonds within a fandom.
Instead of tearing them apart.
Right. Because ultimately, we all share a love for the same work.
Even if we see it in different ways.
Exactly. And that's something to celebrate.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, this whole conversation has got me thinking about, like, my own experiences in fandoms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I've totally been that person who gets, like, super defensive when someone criticizes a character I love.
I get that.
Like, hey, back off. They're my fictional friend, you know?
I think we've all been there.
Yeah, it's like this weird instinct to protect them.
It is. It's like they become real to us in a way.
Yeah. And their struggles become our struggles.
Exactly. And so when someone criticizes them,
it feels like a personal attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's helpful to, like, step back sometimes.
Okay.
And ask ourselves, like, why are we so invested in this character?
That's a good question.
Like, what is it about them that really speaks to us?
Yeah. Maybe if we understand our own motivations,
right,
we can be more open to other people's interpretations.
Exactly. Because there's no one right way to see a character.
Right. It's all subjective.
Yeah. And I think that's something to celebrate.
Okay. So, like, instead of getting all defensive,
right,
we should try to understand where other people are coming from.
Exactly. And maybe even learn something from their perspective.
Yeah. Like, even if we disagree,
right,
we can still have a respectful conversation.
And appreciate the different ways people connect with the material.
Yeah. I like that it makes the fandom richer.
Right? It does. It adds more layers to the conversation.
Exactly. Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive into fan interpretation.
Yeah. It's been a fascinating journey.
It really has. We've seen how, like, subjectivity and projection can really shape how we see characters.
And how those different interpretations can sometimes clash.
Yeah, but hopefully we've also learned that it's okay to disagree.
As long as we do it respectfully.
Right. And remember that there's no one right way to interpret a story.
Exactly. It's all about appreciating the different perspectives.
And being open to learning from each other.
Yeah, that's what makes these conversations so enriching.
So as we wrap up, we want to leave you with a question.
Right.
How much does your own personality influence how you perceive characters and stories?
That's a good one.
Do you find yourself drawn to characters who are similar to you?
Hmm.
Or do you enjoy exploring the perspectives of characters who are completely different?
It's something to think about.
Yeah. Maybe even discuss it with your friends who are into Homestuck or other fandoms.
Yeah. Keep the conversation going.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And until next time.
Keep exploring.
And keep questioning.